Demi Lovato and Cheat Codes, No Promises, 9:53 with the morning after on Q105. We are losing people. D died during the segment. No, just kidding there. D split. Phillip's out today, so our friend Jen is here with us. Once more, your cyber safety course you've got at Levis next week?
Yep, next Saturday at Levis, the 27th, from 9:30 sharp to 11:30, just talking about how to keep your kids safe, the online predators that are out there, and just practical ways to have that conversation with your kids without closing the door of communication.
Cool. Levis Commons, you said it's on their site as well?
Mm-hmm. It's on Levis Commons Facebook page, where there's a link to the event page and how to register. And if people show up day of, they can do that. Just bring their $10.
Good stuff. 9:54, the morning after, podcast after the show, Q1055.com. This was a big story this week. You know her from maybe your favorite TV show.
The Grey's Anatomy star has just become the highest paid drama actress on TV after signing a $20 million deal.
Saving a life is pretty cool.
She's been playing Meredith Grey on the multi-billion dollar mega hit for 14 years, but she reveals to The Hollywood Reporter she is still very shy.
The question I hate answering in interviews is everything about myself.
I suggest reading the Hollywood Reporter interview because she has a vulgar tirade about the gender gap pay rates in Hollywood. She's getting $20 million, as she should, because that show makes so much money. There was something 2 weeks or so ago that came out about Mark Wahlberg and said he got $1.5 million for reshoots for the movie All the Money in the World. And that's a lot more than Michelle Williams got for hers. So he gave that money to a cause she supports before things got really out of control. Jen, where are you? I have some pretty strong feelings about this, but where are you on the gender wage gap?
I like to think that people are paid for the work that they do. Mm-hmm. I don't really like the you get more for this reason that has nothing to do with your choices. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think she's worth it. I like her because she comes from nothing. Like, mother passed away from an overdose when she was a kid, like found her way to Hollywood. Like, she is self-made to the core. So I like her. I support that. But I don't even know how we're still talking about pay inequality,
right,
like between genders or any other non-choice factor.
I think because a lot of it is still in place, but as we move forward and women or whoever gets jobs, I think some of it is more equal now, but some of it is like grandfathered into place. And I agree with you. Like, I am bothered by this discussion. I never liked affirmative action, even though I know that that's kind of an old topic. The pay inequality is a problem for me because I agree with you. I think people should be paid for their worth, their productivity, and be paid on their merit. If there is a woman who is not bringing in the productivity of a man and she's making more, look, I don't care who you are, what your gender, your race, your sex, your religion is. I'm all about productivity, and I believe you should be paid for that productivity. My eyebrows were raised on the Ellen Pompeo thing because that show is 14 years old now.
Yeah, I think they just signed on for like a 15th and a 16th.
I was stunned that the show is still making that much money, and I guess the ratings still are really, really good. So, yeah, like, earn that money. But I believe in paying people for what they're worth, regardless of what your sex is. And if you are a woman, I don't believe you should automatically get a raise just because you are a woman, unless you are already underpaid for what you do. Again, same thing with a man. You know, I don't believe in people getting paid for who they are.
It's kind of that topic that bothers me about how, you know, new moms get paid leave, but mm-hmm. new dads don't always. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're still a new parent. Your presence is still needed. I just think it should be equal across the board. And again, we know that America, like, we don't get the same amount of paid time as some other countries. Mm-hmm. It is not universal. It's based on the company and their policy. But, you know, I like those companies that have like a more of an open book system with their employees. And I feel like there's a mutual respect there. But, you know, Hollywood, it's kind of an open book, but
right now the book is opening, and now
F-bombs are flying in these interviews.
As it should. I mean, let it all out. If this is the place where we can squash the misogyny and let that wave spread to other businesses, so be it. And let people keep speaking out for things that they feel are unequal or total mistreatment.
I think when people have the platform that she has and they're speaking out about this, I feel like it gives other young people the opportunity to say, like, okay, like, maybe I could also demand my worth in a respectful manner, knowing I'm not a millionaire. You're just telling, you know, young girls out there, like, don't assume that you deserve less because this is the way it's always been, but, you know, be more progressive and ask for what you deserve.
Yeah, everyone should be paid their worth and value to what they do, and don't expect anything because, you know, don't expect anything because of who or what you are that you have no control over.
I agree. Yeah. Effort, value. Time is money, right? So What you do and how you do it and how great you are at it, in my opinion, that should determine what you get paid.
Thanks for hanging out today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're kind of easy about this. You might get sick now.
I know.
Apologies.
We'll be billed to you.
That's fine. I will pay your copay or whatever.
I feel like that's fair.
Where I'll get you your Tylenol cold and flu. Wait, no. The Kroger brand. It's much cheaper and the same ingredients.
I agree. I'm with you.
Podcasts, they will be up shortly. Q105.5, Eric, Demetrius, Philip, Saturday mornings, and more friends and more podcasts as well. Exclusive off-air stuff. Not on between 8 and 10 Saturday mornings. Q105.5.com and the socials as well. Follow the Q105 Facebook page. Back next Saturday.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.